信じ。
So let's pray. Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of studying your truth again this evening.
主啊，我们要向您先生感恩，我们有这样的荣幸再次学习您的话。
And we pray that you will help us and teach us, give us clear understanding, and give us believing and obedient hearts, we pray.
哎，主啊，我们祷告，求您呢帮助教导我们，给我们一个清晰的思维，让我们能够去理解，然后去顺服，去相信。
Lord, we're praying that you will not only bless us, but Lord, we're praying that by your grace, you'll give us unity and harmony and blessing together. We would like to be physically together, Lord. We can't, but we pray that we might be united in spirit and in zeal for God as well.
对主啊，求您那个帮助我们，不光是赐福我们在我们这里的人，我们同样的赐福，来让求您赐福，让我们是一个和谐的、团结的一个整体。我们是想要面对面的一起这样的学习，但是现在我们是不能。我们求您呢，让我们成为在灵里，让我们互相的团结在一起，和谐在一起，然后有这样的热情去读您的话。
Now help us, we pray, and teach us tonight. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
求您帮助我们，教导我们，我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, welcome to everyone again this evening.
再次欢迎大家每一个人。
Last week, we gave you a very quick introduction to the prophetic future as outlined in the Bible.
上个星期呢，我们给大家一个比较深刻的圣经里的一个真理的一个那个简单的介绍。
And Roy presented us with a chart that shows the two roads and the two destinies.
比如上次我跟大家呢在屏幕上分享了一个图，那个图表上显示了呢两个不同的路。
And I felt just a little embarrassed because we went over that chart very, very quickly.
所以呢，我感到有一点点抱歉，因为我们是去把那个图啊看了很快的去看了一遍，讲了一遍。
Some of you would have understood it well, and others would have been just a little bit overwhelmed by it.
有些人呢可能不会完全理解，有些人呢可能被这个里面的事实所震惊到了。
So I thought there would be wisdom in going back to that chart tonight, and we'll go over it again to make sure that you understand. But I would like to entertain questions from you so that you could understand it better. We don't have a lot of questions in this Bible study, but maybe it would be good tonight to entertain some of your questions. So I'm going to go ahead.
今天呢，我认为呢，就是说我如果我们顺着智慧来的话呢，我们就应该回去把那个图呢再走一遍，走一遍呢，因为这个图里面呢还有很多的那样的真理，我们可以继续去探索。而但是呢，我认为呢，因为你们中间呢很多人听了这个问，看了这个图以后可能会有问题。但是我们这一节课呢，不是有很多人问问题，但是我觉得我应该把这个问题开放给大家，大家有什么问题呢，随时问。
All right, now I'm going to suggest that If you have any questions now, we'll entertain questions right now. If not, I'll say a little bit, and then we'll ask for questions again. And any of you who might have questions, I would say let's ask them this evening. So, Roy, let's go back to that chart and leave it up, and we'll just talk from it. And if there are questions, we will go from that.
今天呢，我现在把这个图打在上面。Harry 的意思呢，就是说开放给大家问问题。问问题呢，因为你们有问题的话，就是马上问，就关于这张图的问题。如果没有问题呢，他会把这个图表再仔细的讲一下。讲的时候呢，我们随时都开放给问问题。
So to start off.Do any of you have any questions at this point?
在我们再走一遍的时候呢，大家任何人有任何的问题关于这张图的。
All right, you're a very quiet group. We will start nevertheless. So I'm going to start reading.What it says at the bottom of the chart to make sure that we understand its flow.
现在大家这是一个非常安静的一个学习小组，但是呢，他会把下面这些文字呢开始呢来给大家讲一下关于这张图的。
So it all begins on the left-hand side. This is what it says. This chart.Depicts the two roads referred to in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. They say, enter ye in at the straight or the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat.Because straight or narrow is the gate, and narrow the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it.
而这张图呢，刚才他给大家读的呢，就是这个上面的这一段文字。这段文字是说呢，这张图呢是描述了两条路。两条路关于这个两条路是在马太福音七章十三节和十四节里指出的。这主耶稣基督说呢，你们要进窄门，因为宽的门是宽的门和宽的路是通向毁灭的。但是呢，很多人呢，他们都是走在这个宽的路上，因为宽的路宽的门呢。和窄因为宽的门是容易进的，窄门是难进的，所以呢，你们要进窄门，这个窄门呢是引你们走向生命的，并且呢，只有极少数人能够找到它。
All right, so that's a very good ESL lesson for you.
这是一个很好的大家英语作为第二语言的学习语言的一个好的课程。
All right, so again, the principle is, if you'll just go a little higher on the chart and show us now, but there's the broad road and the narrow road. We're all on the broad way when we're born. We're all born sinners, and the sinners are on a broad road, many different kinds of sinners. There are sinners who areZealous for religion. There are sinners who don't care. There are sinners who go to prison. There are sinners who are really good people, but they still break God's laws. And that's why the road is very broad. Any kind of religious person or non-religious person can be on the broad road. We all start on the broad road.
所以这里呢，我们回到这个图表这里，这个图表呢，实际上呢，我们所有的人一出生呢，就在这条宽的路上， 为什么在这条宽的路上呢？因为这个宽的路，它是容易走的，所以充满了人。然后这条宽的路上呢，充满了各种各样的人。有些人呢，他们是对宗教有极大的热情的；有些人呢，他们是罪犯，进了监狱；有些人呢，是好人。但是呢，不管是什么人，这所有的人呢，都在这条道路上，对，一出生就在这条。
So, the alternative is the narrow way, and each person has an opportunity to leave the broad road and go on the narrow road or on the narrow way. The narrow way is the right way. The broad way are the many, many wrong ways.
这里呢，有另一个选择，那个选择就是这条窄路，或者说是这个窄的门，你们要从这里面进去。所以任何人呢，在宽路上的人呢，他们都有一个选择，他们可以选择呢，进这条，进这个窄门，上这个窄路，因为这是通向天堂的路。那么说，在这种宽路上呢，所谓的路呢，都是大家通向这个死亡的路。
When I was a child in school, when I was a teenager, we used to study mathematics.
当我还是孩子的时候，我在学校的时候呢，我们通常呢会学数学。
And in mathematics, there were many, many wrong answers to the questions, but only one right answer.
但是呢，你学数学的时候呢，你去做题的时候呢，有很多很多的错误答案。但是呢，答案正确的答案是唯一的。And
God said, now there's only one way to get to heaven. God said, I've chosen one way for you to get to heaven. All the other ways will not work.
神说呢，现在呢，只有一条路通向天堂的。神为我们选择了这个唯一一条的路，就是通向天堂的。其他的所有的任何的路都是错的。And
so he can say that. He said, there's only one heaven. There's only one gate to get into heaven. And you must, if you're going to come, you must come through the door, the narrow door that leads onto the narrow way and onto heaven.
因为神说呢，这里呢只有一条路，一条路通向天堂。这个路呢，就是说你要是从这个窄门进去，只有从这个窄门进去走上这条窄路呢，这是唯一的一条路呢，通向天堂的。The
book of Proverbs says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
那个箴言里讲呢，有一条路呢，看着那里的路呢，看着像是对的，但是这条路的终端呢，却是死亡。And
so, John chapter 1, verse 29, under the finger of the hand, John 1, 29 says,
然后在这个里面有一个手指，这个手指的下面，就是说是约翰福音1:29是这么说的。It
says, Jesus, John speaking, John pointed to Jesus, and he said, Behold, he's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There's no other way for sin to be taken away.
这里呢，第约翰福音1:29是约翰，他指着主耶稣基督说的。他约翰看见主耶稣说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的，就是没有任何其他的方式可以除去世界的罪孽。”So
the Bible says, John 14:6, I, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. There's no other way.
这里呢，约翰福音第十四章说的呢，约翰福音第十四章第六节说，耶稣说我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去，所以没有任何其他的路。
So in order to get on the narrow way, you have to leave the broad way and you've got to make a change, a turn in life.
这里呢，为了你要上到这条窄路去呢，那么说呢，你必须离开这条宽路。你离开宽路呢，就是说你人生的某种状态要发生改变。And
there are many words used in the Bible to explain the change from the broad way to the narrow way.
在圣经里呢，有很多很多的经文呢，它是来描述了怎样从那个宽路改变走到窄路上去。One
of those words is you must repent.
其中一个呢，就是说你必须悔改。
To repent means to turn away from. I used to go this way, but I realize it's wrong. So I'm going to turn and go the other way.
这个悔改呢，就是呢，转离。转离的意思呢，就是说我通常是这么做的，我是往这个方向走，但是呢，后来我意识到错了，我就转头转离，转个方向走。
The Bible describes it as being saved.
圣经里呢，把这个称之为得救。
If you continue on the broad way, you go to destruction. But if you turn and go on the narrow way, you get eternal life. That is being saved.
这个呢，如果你继续沿着这个宽路走呢，最后呢，你就会走向毁灭。如果你是进窄门，沿窄路走呢，你最后就会得到永生。这个意思呢，就是说呢，你得救了。And
the word saved comes with two contexts.
那个得救呢，它有两个意义，两个概念。
The person who is on the broad way and goes to the narrow way, he is saved in that he does not suffer loss. He gets blessing. Instead of destruction, he gets life. It's like a man in the water drowning, and somebody reaches down and saves him. Instead of drowning, he gets life. That's what happens when we leave the broad way. We are saved and we get life.
这个呢，实际上在宽路上的人呢，他如果选择呢转离宽路，走上窄路的话呢，这样呢，他就不会走向毁灭，他就会得到赐福，他就不会死亡，他就会得到生命，就像一个要淹死的人一样。 一个人要淹死了以后呢，人家把他从水里拉出来，拉出来以后呢，这个人得救了，得救了呢，就是这个人不至于被淹死，他就会得到生命，这就是得救的一个概念。But
the other side of the word saved is when you look at it from the point of view of God Himself.
这个呢，另外一个呢，这个你是得救了呢，你是从神的那个观点去看的。God
loves you and me. He wants us to be His children, and in that sense, He doesn't want to lose us.
实际上呢，神爱我们，他要我们成为他的孩子们。所以这个意思呢，在这个意义上讲，因为神爱我们。
But if we continue on the broad way, God does not benefit from us. He is grieved by us, and he loses. He wants us to be saved so that he can enjoy us and bless us for all eternity. So when you get saved, it's good for you and it's good for God.
从神的意义上来说呢，如果神看见你们呢，在这个窄路上啊，在这个宽路上一直走，走到最后呢，他会失去我们，所以这样呢，神呢，他也得不到什么益处，所以神呢，他想要我们得救，他想要我们得救呢，这样呢，他把我们得救以后呢，他想要爱我们，想要赐福给我们，想要给我们永生。从这个意义上来说呢。
Now, the concept in the Bible is also described as being born again.
在圣经里呢，这个概念呢，同样的有这样一个概念，说你重生了。When
we are born first, we're all on the Broadway.
当我们出生的时候呢，所有的人都走在宽路上。But
when we repent and when we get saved, we leave the Broadway, we go on the narrow way.
当我们悔改以后，我们得救以后呢，我们就进入了这条窄路。And
the Bible said that's just like being born again.
圣经说呢，你走上窄路的那一刻呢，就像是重生了。And
the question is, how can you be born again?
这个问题呢，就是你怎么样重生呢？And
the answer is, again, many words are used. One word simply is, we must believe that we're on the broad road and we must go to the narrow road. You can't go if you don't believe.
这个里面呢，其中呢有很多很多的意义，但其中一项呢，就是说呢，你必须相信，必须相信呢，就是说你在宽路上的，你必须信你能够进入窄路，所以呢，你要离开那个宽路，你必须首先信，才能进入窄路。
I live in Canada.
我住在加拿大。
And my forebears, a couple of hundred years ago, they lived in Scotland.
他的那些祖先呢，几百年前呢，是住在苏格兰的。
And so they said, way back in the 1800s, 1820s, 1830s, 1840s, they said, we believe that life would be better if we left Scotland and came to Canada. And they came to Canada because they believed it would be better.
因为他们的祖先们在1812几年或者1813几年或者1814几年呢，他们说呢，如果我们移民到加拿大去，我们的生活呢可能会要好一些。所以呢，最终呢，他们决定了离开苏格兰，来到加拿大。Now
you can't leave the Broadway and come to the narrow way unless you believe the truth that the Bible says about you as a sinner and Jesus as a savior of sinners.
实际上呢，就是说呢，你不可能离开宽路走进窄路，除非你相信，你相信你是个罪人，你相信主耶稣基督是救主，是罪人的救主。
One of the other words that is used often to describe the turn from the Broadway to the narrow way, that word is come.
另外一个词呢，它也是描绘了这个从宽路离开，离开走上窄路的是那个词呢叫来。
It's amazing. It's wonderful. God is standing there saying, come unto me. All you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Over and over in the Bible, God says, Jesus says, come.
因为这里呢, 是一个非常神奇, 也是一个非常美丽的, 因为神他就站在那里, 站在那里说来, 你们这些劳苦重担的人, 来到我这里, 我就会给你们安息。 所以在圣经里呢, 有很多很多的这样的经文, 是神向我们呼召, 叫我们来到他那里去。
The Gospels tell us that Jesus said to Jerusalem over and over again, how often would I have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you would not come.
因为在圣经里呢, 其实主耶稣基督对着耶路撒冷呢, 说了一遍又一遍, 说了很多次, 他说呢, 我耶路撒冷啊, 耶路撒冷, 我就像, 要像那个母鸡张开翅膀一样来, 护着小鸡, 来到我的这里, 我护着你们, 但是呢, 他们却不愿意来, 愿意来到主耶稣基督的翅膀下受到保护。
I spoke to a dear man today, and he said, I don't believe that stuff. I don't believe in God. I was amazed. He was completely non-responsive.
这个呢，我今天呢跟一个人呢来交谈，交谈他说我不会相信那些事儿，我不会相信有神。 所以呢，这个人呢，实际上呢，他就是一个我感到非常的惊奇，因为他完完全全他不想做出任何的回应。
I quoted him a verse from the prophet Jeremiah, who says, "If you seek me, you will find me. If you search for me with all your heart."
因为我就跟他引用了一节耶利米先知耶利米的经文说呢，如果你寻求我，你就会找到；如果你从你的内心深处全心全意的寻求我，你就能找着。
I said to him, wouldn't you like to seek the God who made you? Wouldn't you like to find the Savior who loves you?
所以我跟他说呢，你想要去找到那个造你的神吗？你想要去寻求发现那个救你、爱你的救主吗？
He said, "No, I'm not interested."
他说不，我一点兴趣也没有。
One of the things I like about this Bible study is that the people who come, so many of you here tonight, you come because you're interested and you are seeking God. He will bless you for that.
因为我这对今天晚上这个圣经学习我喜欢的其中一点呢，就是你们很多人呢都到这里来寻求神，愿意寻求神，神会赐福给你们的。
So you seek and you believe and you come, and that's how you get on the narrow way.
因为你去寻求，寻求呢，然后呢，你就相信，相信你就来，这就是你走上窄路的一个方式。
I read a story this week written by my aunt who described how she became a Christian.
我今天呢读到了一本书，读到一本书呢，是我婶婶写的，她写的呢，她在里面描述了她是怎样成为一个基督徒的。She
went to an evening church service many years ago, and the preacher was preaching from a verse in John chapter 8.
然后呢，有一天晚上呢，她去到一个教会，一个教会去听到。 听到呢，那个讲道的人呢，当时呢正在讲约翰福音第八章。
And the verse said that if you do not believe in him, you will die in your sins. And where Jesus is, you will not be able to come.
那这个呢？ 就是说呢，牧师经文说呢，你如果不相信主的话，你就会在你的罪中死去，你就不会去到主耶稣基督所在的地方。
She said to herself, I don't want to die in my sins. I don't want to be left without Jesus. And she began at that point to seek God who saved her shortly after.
因为她说呢，我不想在我的罪中死去，我也不想离开主耶稣基督，所以呢，她是在那里寻求救主，就是很短的时间内呢，救主就救了他，他得救了。
All right, so Roy, let's just read a little more of the, on the text under that chart if we can, please.
OK, 大家呢再看一下，我们再来读一下这个后下面的这些文字。
The verse at the end of the first column says,We are all on either the broad way or the narrow way. There is no middle path. There's no other way. You're either on the broad way going to destruction or you're on the narrow way going to heaven.
这里呢，刚才他读的那是我们所有的人，或者是在宽路上。或者是在窄路上没有其他的任何的路，所以你没有其他的路可以选，你或者说呢走在这个宽路上走向毁灭，你或者说呢在那个窄路上你走向天堂。
A lot of people say, well, I'm not sure if I'm on this way or that way, doesn't really matter, I'll be all right. God says no.There is no alternative. It's either the broad way or the narrow way.
有些人呢说呢，我现在还不确定我到底要选哪条路，我也不关心这个。神就说呢，不，你必须要选，你或者是在宽路上，你或者是在窄路上，没有其他的路。
The Lord Jesus told the story.About the man who was invited to a wedding.
因为主耶稣呢跟我们讲了一个故事，讲到一个人呢被邀请去参加一个婚礼。
And everyone who came to the wedding was given a special wedding garment, something like a dress or a shawl. Everybody got the same wedding clothing.
因为每一个人呢，他来参加婚礼的人呢，都会给他们发一件特别的参加的婚礼的这样的套装，或者说一件袍子。所以这样的人呢，他们得到的都是一样的衣服。
And so one man said, "I'm happy to go to the wedding, but I'm not going to wear the special clothing." He just went as he was.
其中有一个人呢说呢，我想要来参加这个婚礼，但是我去参加婚礼的时候呢，我不想穿那种特别的婚礼的服装，我就是啊，我现在穿什么样我就什么样，他就那样没换衣服就去了。
When he got there, the host of the wedding said to him, "You must put on the wedding garment. You can't come without the wedding garment."
然后呢，他到了那个婚礼现场的时候，那个主持婚礼的人呢，就跟他说呢，你必须把这个婚礼的这个制服穿上，如果你不穿上，你就不能参加这场婚礼。
And he said, no, no, I'll just come as I am, everything's fine, I'm happy to be here, but I just won't wear the wedding garment.
那个人呢，就说，不不不，我现在很好。我只想参加婚礼，我不想穿你们婚礼的制服，我现在很好，很高兴，所以我就这么来了。
And the host cast him out, said, "You can't come if you don't wear the wedding garment."
然后呢，那个婚礼主持人就把他赶出去了，说如果你不穿统一的参加婚礼的制服，那你就不能参加婚礼。
Now, God says, if you're on the narrow way, you must follow God's plans. You must go God's way. The narrow way isn't like the broad way. You can't do anything you want on the narrow way. You follow Jesus.
因为神说呢，如果你在那个窄路上行走呢，你就必须遵守神的方式，你就必须跟随着神，你按照神的方式去走，不，你不能像那个宽路上那样，你自己想做什么就做什么。如果你行在窄路上，你必须顺服跟随主耶稣基督。
Now the next thing about this chart that shows is that death crosses both the narrow, the broad way and the narrow way. There's the death column, and it goes across the broad way. It goes across the narrow way. Verse 9 of Hebrews 27 says, it's appointed unto men once to die. After death, the judgment, we will all die.
这个图上呢，给我们显示呢，不管是你走在宽路上还是走在窄路上呢，人这样的两个条路上，最终都会死。所以呢，就像希伯来书第9章第27节你说的，人定有一死，死后有审判。
And so the prophet Amos says wisely, we must prepare to meet our God. After death, we meet God. We must all prepare to meet God. That's why we say we'll leave the broad way, get on the narrow way, so that after death, we don't go to hell, but we go to heaven.
这里实际上呢，那个阿基一个叫阿摩斯的先知，他是这样讲的，讲的很有智慧，说我们，所以呢，我们大家都必须准备好，准备好呢，我们要去最后去到神那里去。所以呢，就是说你死了以后，如果你走在宽路上，你就下到地狱里去了；如果你走在窄路上，你死了以后呢，你就上了天堂。
So the wording then at the bottom of the page says the bodies of both believers, those who've accepted Christ as their Savior, and the unbelievers, those who have rejected or not received Christ, they all go to the grave. All our bodies go to the grave.
但在这个图上呢，这里讲到的呢，这里就是一个坟墓。 坟墓呢，就是不管是你走在窄路上还是走在宽路上，你走在窄路上的呢，你死了以后，你的身体呢要进到坟墓里；你走在窄路上，你走宽路上，你走窄路上呢，你死了以后呢，你的身体同样也要进到这个坟墓里。But
the wording goes on again, and it says, the believer's soul goes to heaven, but the soul of the unbeliever goes to hell.
这里呢，同样的呢，这个词也在这里，大家看到了这个，这是灵魂。这个灵魂呢，是信徒的灵魂，信徒的灵魂呢，就升到天上去了，去了天堂。那么这里呢，同样跟那个词是一样，也是灵魂。这是不信的人的灵魂，他们就下到地狱里去了。So
the soul is that part of you that lives in your body.
这个灵魂呢，它就是你的身体的一部分，就是这个灵魂是住在你的身体里面的。The
Bible talks about our bodies being something like a house or even a tent.
这个呢，圣经呢，把我们的身体描绘成呢一座房子或者是一个帐篷。
If I raise my hand and wave, that is not me. That's my body that you see. I live in this body.
我挥手向大家挥手的时候呢，实际上这个挥手的呢是你看见的是我的身体，不是那个真正的我。那个真正的我呢是住在这个身体里面的。
One day my body is going to die. But the soul that lives there, the real me, will leave the body. And if I'm a Christian, if I believe, if I've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I will go to heaven. My soul will go to heaven. If I have rejected that message and I'm still on the broad road, my soul will go to hell.
他死了以后，这个身体死了以后呢，那个灵魂，那个就是真正的我，这就是我，就是灵魂。这个灵魂呢，如果我是信了主，信了主呢，然后呢，我就行在这个窄路上。然后这个我死了以后呢，我的身体进了坟墓，我的灵魂呢，就上去了，跟主耶稣基督在一起。但如果我走在宽路上， 我拒绝了主耶稣基督，那么说呢，我死了以后呢，我的身体呢也是进了坟墓，我的灵魂呢，这个真正的我呢就会下到地狱里面。And
there is only one exception to that rule, and the exception is this. We better read what it says.
这里呢，实际上只有一个例外，这个例外呢是这里所讲到的。
It says the rapture. When Christ returns to the air and catches up all living believers, could happen at any time.
这里讲的呢，就是这一句话，就是教会被提。教会被提呢，就是说，当那个时候主耶稣基督呢，他再次来的时候，他会停留在空中，然后把我们所有的人呢， 都提到空中去，把那些活着的人提上去，然后这样的事情呢，随时是可以发生的。So
if we go back to the chart again, there is the exception, and that is that not all on the narrow way will die. One day, Jesus is going to leave heaven. He's going to come down to the air above the earth, and he is going to shout. And there's going to be the voice of the archangel. There will be the trumpet of God. And dead Christians will rise. Living Christians will rise. We'll go to heaven, and we'll be in heaven, both with our soul and our body.
这里呢讲到的是另外一个例外，一个例外就是我们大家可以看到这个图表的这里，这个图表这里呢，圣经讲到的说，主耶稣基督呢，他有一天呢，到这一天随时可以发生，他有一天他会来到天空呢，他会大声的喊叫，然后呢，我们会听到那个天使长大声叫的声音，我们听到神的号角吹响了。 然后这个时候呢，主耶稣基督呢，在这个地方，在云上，在地球上的空气里等着我们，是在云端等着我们。等着我们这个时候呢，那些死了的基督徒呢，他们的身体呢先复活，复活和他的灵魂呢结合在一起，结合在一起来到空中呢，与主耶稣基督相遇在云端。然后我们这些活着的人， 就会被提上去，要做改变。做了改变以后呢，在空中呢，与他们一起相会，和主耶稣基督一起去到天堂。All
right, so maybe now is a good time to ask again if any of you have any questions.
现在可能是一个好的时间，再次问大家，你们有任何的问题吗？
Any questions from you?
你们关于刚才讲的有任何的问题，大家可以问。
I'm scanning the screen.
我在看我的屏幕，看你们那个谁有问题。
All right, I want to make sure that you understand. This is wonderful stuff. It's also very important. If you have a question, you ask it.
因为我是要想要确保你们都听懂了。 因为这是很奇妙的事情，也是非常重要的。如果你不懂的话，现在就可以问问题。
All right, let's go back to our commentary again.
因为我们如果没有，我们再继续来解释。
He says at the bottom of the second column, when this takes place, the bodies and souls of those believers who've already died will be reunited to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, where their lives will be evaluated and rewarded.
你刚才他讲的呢，是从这里开始，当这个教会被提发生的时候呢，那个身体和灵魂呢，和那些信徒的身体和灵魂呢，已经死了的信徒的身体和灵魂呢，将会被结合起来，然后站在主耶稣基督的审判台前。这个审判台前呢，这里呢，要根据他们在生命中所做的来去评估，再去给他们奖赏。
All right, so if we can just flip up to the top of the chart again, and we'll see that little line there talking about the judgment seat of Christ, right up above the closed door. There we are, the judgment seat of Christ.
这里呢，我们大家可以看到呢，这里是主耶稣基督的审判台。
That means every Christian is going to be rewarded for the life that he lives for Jesus.
这个意思呢，就是说呢，每一个基督徒都会根据他们的自己为主耶稣基督而活的生命来得到奖赏。
The Christian is born again, and he's born into a new family, and the family that he's born into does work for Jesus and gets rewarded.
基督徒呢，他们呢是重生了，重生到一个神的家里，他们生在神的这个家里呢，他们会在神家里为神做工。
Now the verses that refer to the judgment seat of Christ include the verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 to 15.
这个里面讲到的就是关于主耶稣基督的这个审判台前呢，是在哥林多前书的第三章的第11到15节里提到的。
And they basically say that the Christian, when he becomes a Christian, starts building a life and lives. He does work for God, which is like building a house for God.
这里呢，基本上讲到的呢，就是说呢，当一个基督徒成为基督徒以后呢，他就在神的家里为神做工，去服侍神。这个就像一个人在建一座房子一样。
And those verses say that there are 6 different construction materials you can use to build a house for God.
这个几节经文里所讲到的呢，就是说呢，有6样的东西你可以用来去建造神的房屋。
You can build with gold, silver, precious stones, or you can build with wood, hay, and stubble.
这个呢，你可以去用金银宝石来建造房子，你也可以用草木禾秸这个东西来建造房子。
We all do something in our Christian lives, but we don't all build wisely.
我们在我们基督徒的人生中呢，我们都会去做一些事情，但是当我们去做这些事情，我们去建造的时候呢， 通常我们并不是说很明智的去建造。
And sometimes the work that we do as Christians lasts, and sometimes it doesn't last. Sometimes it's good for eternity, sometimes it isn't.
因为我们作为基督徒所做的一些事情呢，有些事情呢是持久的，有些事情呢却不持久的。有些事情呢，他们可以留到永恒里面去，有些事情呢是留不到永恒里去的。
And God says the work that we do for Him after we become Christians, that work will be tried by fire.
神说呢，当我们成为基督徒以后呢，我们为神所做的工呢，他最终呢要用火来试炼。
So, if I were to have in my house some gold, some silver, some precious stones, some wood, some hay, some stubble, what would happen if a fire came through?
如果我建造我的房子，我的房子是用金银宝石、草木、禾秸这六样东西建造的，那么说如果火来了，我的房子会留下什么呢？
Well, the wood and the hay and the stubble would all burn up, all be gone.
所以那些草木和秸呢，全部都被烧毁了，都没有了。
And the gold, silver, precious stones, that would last. Actually, the gold would probably be better purified, and the silver the same. So they will last, but the others won't.
但是呢，那其他的那个金银宝石呢，他们可能会留下来。但是金和银呢，可能是被更精炼了，但是那所有的东西呢，都会存留下来。
So the question obviously is, what should Christians be investing in? And the answer is gold. In the Bible, it describes the lives of sons and daughters and men and women. The Christians' work is people.
那这个呢，就是说呢，那个基督徒到底要在他的那个基督徒人生中做一些什么样的去投入呢？其实这个投入呢，就是说呢，首先这个金，这个金子呢，它代表的呢，就是那些儿子女儿们，就是代表的是人，代表我们基督徒去为救人所做的工。
And if your work for God is not building people, is building other things, programs, building entertainment and so on, that's not going to last. If you're not building people after the fire, there won't be anything left.
因为这个意思呢，就是如果你为神做工，你不去建造人，你不去造就人的话，你而且你做的你都是做一些娱乐了，去享受啊，去做其他的一些事情，那么说呢，在最终火试验的时候，你做的其他的工作，除了去建造人的工作以外，造就人工作以外，其他的都不可能留下来。
Silver is the word of God, and if you are building people in the work of GodThrough the Bible, if you're teaching the Bible, then value will result. If you're not teaching the Bible, you're wasting your time.
实际上呢，那个银呢，银代表是神的话，那就是圣经。如果你是建造人，你是造就人，是用神的话去造就，那就是说你的工作呢就留下来了。如果说呢，你不教导别人圣经，你不去用圣经里的话，那么说呢，你只是在浪费你的时间。
And precious stones is a picture of Christian Christ-like character.
那个宝石呢，就像呢，就是说呢，我们像主耶稣基督的那个品格一样，是基督徒像主耶稣基督那样的品格。
So at the judgment seat of Christ, we will be rewarded for building people using the Bible, resulting in Christ-like character in them and in ourselves.
因为在主耶稣基督审判台前呢，他颁奖的那个依据呢，就是说这些基督徒他们是用圣经里的话去造就人，是不是造就成了像有主耶稣基督那样品格的人？
But there are three alternatives.
但这里有三样另外的一个选择。
Wood, hay, and stubble.
In the 木草木合集。
Now, the wood in the Bible is a picture of how false religions build themselves.
这个木头呢，在圣经里呢，就是代表着那些假的宗教人，他们怎么样去造就他们自己。
And so if Christians start to build the church to do the work of God the same way other religions do, it's all going to burn up. It's not going to work.
因为那个如果基督徒呢，他们像其他的那些宗教那样去建造人的话呢，所以那他们的工作呢，建造人建造教会的话，他们的工作最后呢，就会像那个木头一样被烧毁。
Hay in the Bible is a picture of that which grows naturally.
那个草呢，就是在圣经里呢，就是这样一个概念，就是那些所有的自然生长的东西。
If you plant a crop in your field, you can plant beans, you can plant corn, you can plant vegetables. If you plant something in your field, you'll get the plants.
因为如果你想要去种地，种地呢，你种豆子呢，你就得豆子；种玉米呢，你就得玉米；种蔬菜呢，你就得蔬菜。你想要得什么，你就种什么。
But if you don't plant specific plants, you just cut your fields every time. What's going to grow very soon will just be hay.
因为如果你是没有计划在你的地里种什么，你只是把上面的东西砍掉了，那么最后呢，最先长出来的自然长出来什么呢？就是那些野草。
And if you say, I'm going to do the work of God, I'll just do what comes naturally, it's all going to burn up.You've got to say, I will build God's work, God's way.
如果呢，你如果想说呢，你说我想去做神的工呢，我就顺其自然，怎么做就都可以。你不去按照神的方式去做神的工的话呢，那你所有的工作最后都会像草一样被烧掉。
And the last one is stubble, wood.Hey, stubble.
最后一个呢，就是那个木草禾秸，最后一个就是禾秸。
And the Bible says that the wicked are like stubble. And so if we build the work of God, if we say, I'm a Christian, I'm going to serve him now, and if we do it the way the wicked will, if we use wicked means,Lying, cheating, fleshly ambition. If we do that, it's going to burn up too.
以圣经说呢，这个圣经里的禾秸呢，是指那些恶人。如果说呢，你是个基督徒，你说我要按照恶人的方式去做，用那些邪恶的方式，好比说是去撒谎啦，去欺骗啦，或者是抱着为自己的野心呢。然后这样的话，你所做的东西，最后呢，圣经说呢，就会像这些禾秸一样被烧掉。
All right, let's go back to our commentary again at the bottom of the page. It says, then begins a seven-year period called the tribulation, in which judgment occurs on the earth.culminating in the battle of Armageddon.
这个呢，后面我们继续来读，他读的是呢，在这以后呢，就会开始一个7年之久的大灾难。这个大灾难呢，就是说呢，那些审判就会发生在地球上，然后呢，这些积累起来的战争呢，那些可在那个亚美吉德多顿，在这个地方呢，就有一场战斗。
Now, there are really three different judgments. The first judgment is the judgment seat of Christ, where Christians will get a reward. The second judgment is the judgment on the earth of the people who are living on the earth, called the Great Tribulation. And the last judgment is the judgment of those who've already died. It's called the judgment of the Great White Throne.
实际上呢，有三种审判。第一种审判呢，就是基督的审判台，在这个基督审判台上呢，是所有的基督徒在这里领奖的。实际上就是在有些翻译家翻译成基督的领奖台。另一个审判呢，就是在地球上要审判。地球上审判呢，就是在亚美基德顿的这场战斗，所以这里呢也称之为大灾难。所以在地球上当时的人的审判，最后一个审判呢，就是在这个白色大宝座之前的审判。这个白色大宝座之前的审判是对所有的死人，最后都来到主耶稣基督这里来的这样一个审判。
So you remember that in the days of the Genesis, way back when Noah was alive, God said there must be judgment on the earth. He built an ark. He said, Noah, you build that ark, you save the animals, and you come into the ark, you can invite others in. And the people said, we don't care about judgment.
如果你们大家回到那个创世纪里去的呢，回到挪亚那个时代，大家不都不会记得当时呢，神说他要审判整个地球，然后神就跟挪亚说，挪亚，你要建一座方舟，那个方舟呢，你要进去，你要把动物啊一样带一样进去，一公一母，然后你自己也可以要求其他的人进到你方舟里去，因为我要审判这个世界。然后那个挪亚跟他们传道的时候，那些人都说呢，我们才不关心这个审不审判，我们不想进你的方舟。
The people who lived in the world in Noah's day are described in Genesis chapter 6 as being people who were wicked, and the imagination of their hearts was only evil continually.
因为在那个创世纪第六章的，在挪亚那个时代生活的人们呢，被描绘成极其的邪恶，在他们的内心呢，你只能看到的是他们邪恶的持续。
And God said, these people, they're not interested in becoming righteous. They're not interested in forgiveness. All they want to do is continue to sin. They are sinning all the time. I will punish. I will destroy them.
所以说，这些人呢，他们的根本就对罪被赦免不感兴趣，对公义不感兴趣，他们所有的兴趣呢，都是在继续去活在他们自己的罪中。那么神说呢，这样的人呢，我要去审判他们，我的审判就要来了。
And so you'll remember that the flood came and completely washed the world clean.
你们大家都记得那个大洪水来了，当水来了以后呢，把整个世界冲得个干干净净。
The amazing thing is that only a few people believed in God.
这个里面很神奇的一件事呢，就是只有很少的人他们信了神。
There were probably millions of people on the earth in Noah's day.
在挪亚的那个时代呢，大概有几百万的人口在地球上。
How many were saved? Only eight.
多少人得救呢？只有八个。
The eight were on the narrow road.
这八个人呢，是行走在窄路上的。
All the rest were still on the broad road.
那其他的那些人呢，都是走在宽路上的。
Noah built an ark, and the door was open. The animals came through. Noah and his family went through, but the other people didn't come.
那个挪亚呢，把那个方舟造好了以后，他把门打开，然后动物们呢都进了去，挪亚的家人呢也进了去，挪亚自己也进了去，但是那些其他的所有的人呢，他们却不来。
I think the other people laughed.
我认为那些人在嘲笑他们。
Second Peter discusses this, and Peter therefore tells us that there were false prophets and false teachers, and they basically said, we don't really need to worry. God is not going to judge us.
实际上呢，那个在彼得后书里呢，彼得后书讲到的那个时候呢，有很多的假先知、假教师，他们呢，实际上就在那里嘲笑他们，就是说呢，我们认为神他不会审判我们的。
There are three phases relating to judgment.
有三样的信心呢，是对与那个审判相关的。
One is judgment now.
是三步的审判，第一步呢就是现在。
Sometimes people do things that are bad or foolish, and God judges them right away.
有些人呢，他们去说一些那个坏的话，让那神呢当时就审判他们。
The second thing is judgment deferred.
第二步呢，就是说那个延迟的审判。
And some people say, you know, because God didn't judge me right now, that there will be no judgment.
有些人说呢，因为神现在他没有审判我，因此呢不会有审判。
But our chart says that there will be a day of judgment. Hebrews 9:27 again. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. Judgment deferred.
我们这个图表上呢所讲到的呢，就是希伯来书九章二十七节讲到的，就是说呢，人终有一死，死后且有审判，这就是第二类的审判，是延迟的审判。
Just because there is no judgment now does not mean there will never be a judgment. The judgment will come. We are living in an age of judgment deferred. It hasn't come yet, but judgment will come.
这里面呢，就是说现在没有审判，并不等于审判呢，它就不会来。我们今天呢，生活的时代呢，是一个叫做审判延迟的审判，现在并没有审判。但并不意味着审判不来，审判一定会来。
Now, the book of Ecclesiastes says this. It says, Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the sight of thine eyes and in the ways of thine heart. But remember that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. God will judge.
传道书里面是这样讲的，传道书说呢，年轻人啊，你们年轻的时候，你们是可以凭着自己的意志，可以去做你喜欢的事儿，你可以去想做什么做什么，但是你要记住，你现在做的每一件事情，到将来呢，神都要审判，你一定要为你所做的事儿受审判，这就是审判的延时。
And most people in the world today fall into one of two camps.
所以我们今天当初呢，大多数人呢，他们的都是归为这两类的。
One is people who say, there is no God, we don't need to worry about him.
其中一类人呢，就说呢，没有神，我们不用去管神的事儿。
And the other acknowledge that there is a God, but they say, but he doesn't really care. He's not going to judge us. I'll be okay.
另一类人呢，他们认为那里是有一位神，神是在那里，但是他们却觉得呢，神他并不管我们，所以呢，不可能有审判来。
But God says there will be judgment.
但神说呢，一定有审判。
And it will be very, very terrible judgment.
那将来呢，会有一个极其极其可怕的审判。
There are four books in the Bible that talk about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这个在圣经里面呢，有四本书呢，是讲关于我们主耶稣基督的福音的。这四部福音呢，就是马太、马可、路加、约翰。
But there are also many books in the Bible that talk about the judgment of God.
但是呢，在圣经里呢，有很多很多的书呢，它是来在专门讲神的审判。
The most famous of these is the Book of Revelation.
最有名的讲审判的书呢，就是启示录。
But there are also many chapters in the New Testament that discuss the Judgment Day.
然后呢，在很多很多那个新约的书里呢，也在讨论这个审判日。
And there are many books in the Old Testament that talk just about Judgment Day.
在那个很多很多的旧约里面的那些书里呢，也在讨论那个，也谈到了审判日。
The books of Jeremiah.And Joel, the books of Amos and Obadiah, and on it goes. Many of the Old Testament prophets focus almost exclusively on the great judgment of God.
在那个耶利米书，还有那个在约珥书，还有是在那个阿摩斯书。还有欧巴迪亚书这几本书里呢，都谈到过关于神的审判。
If God did not judge the world, we would say something is very wrong. We know there must be judgment.
如果神呢，他不审判世界呢，那么我们就知道有什么事情是不对了。因为神呢，他一定要审判世界的。
And so the tribulation period, which is going to come on the earth for people who did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ before the rapture, and for people born after that, those people will go through the tribulation period.
因为在这个里面所讲到的大灾难呢，这是对那些人而言的，对哪些人呢？ 第一类人呢，就是他们在教会被提之前，他们不信主的人，他们要进入大灾难。然后在教会被提以后，在地球上出生的那些人，他们也要进入大灾难。
It'll be a time of great trouble for people living on the earth.
在那个时间呢，住在地球上的人呢，他们来说是有极大的苦难的。
The trouble will begin when men, wicked dictators will arise. They will be ruthless in their treatment of their fellow man.
这个呢，给这个在大灾难开始呢，是因为当时在地球上要兴起那些毫无规则的那样的一些独裁者。这些独裁者呢，他们以极其可怕的统治统治着地球上的人。
It will be far worse than any time of trouble that any nation has ever gone through before.
这个里面呢，产生的这样的一个大灾难呢，是在世界上所有的国家从来没有经历过的那样的苦难。
But then there will be great judgments from God himself.
然后呢，就会有一个最大的大审判是从神来的。
And people will realize that God is angry, and they will know it is God who is angry, and they will suffer terribly under his righteous judgment.
然后呢，他们知道神已经愤怒了，那个是愤怒，神的愤怒呢，那是极其可怕的。当神的愤怒这降临在他们身上的时候呢，这个时候是公义的神在审判他们。
The days will be so bad, for example, that we read in Revelation chapter 6, men will run to the mountains and cry for an avalanche to come down on top of them and save them from the wrath of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. They will know who he is, they'll know he's the judge, and they will pray that there will be an avalanche to cover them so that Jesus can't get to them to punish them.
实际上到时候呢，那个时候呢，那个大灾难有多么的可怕，多么的可怕呢？就是说像在启示录的第六章所描述的那样，当时呢，那些人呢，都要跑到山上去，跑到各个地方去躲避，但是那个时候呢，却也有山崩地裂，然后呢，不管他们躲在哪里，他们这个时候就知道了是主耶稣基督是神的羔羊，主耶稣基督是神的审判者。这个时候主耶稣他们知道神的愤怒了，所以他们无处可逃，不管他们逃到哪里，主耶稣基督都会审判他们。
That's scary stuff, and it's there as a warning for us all. And this is the warning: the soul that sins must die. There must be judgment, and so this warning will be on the earth to prove to people that God is serious when he calls for judgment.
这里面呢，这对我们来说呢，这里神讲的话，他就是在警告我们，对当今世界的警告呢，就是那些人呢，他们死后呢，一定会有审判。当神呢开始审判的时候呢，是极其可怕的。
Most people say, "I'll be okay. I'm not that bad. Everything's going to be fine."
有些人说呢，哎呀，我没事儿啊，我很好，不会有那么糟糕，任何事情都不会发生的。
And they say that because judgment has been deferred. They don't say that because there will be no judgment. The fact is, judgment has only been deferred.
他们这样讲的原因呢，是因为审判被推迟了。实际上他们知道并不是说没有审判，审判一定会有的，只是审判延时了。
And so this time of great tribulation will be so bad that, as I think I mentioned last week, if those days had not been shortened, nobody would have lived. That's what Jesus said.
那这里面讲到的这个大灾难，它有多么的可怕呢？多么的可怕到一定程度呢？如果说那个大灾难的时间不是那么短的话，那么就是说没有人能活下去，这就是主耶稣基督讲的。
And this time of great tribulation will end in the battle of Armageddon. That's where Roy's cursor is now. The battle of Armageddon.
这样的战斗呢，最终会结束在这个叫亚美吉多顿的地方，这里呢有一场战争。
And that is the foolish battle when all the peoples of the world will gather together to fight against God and to fight against Jerusalem.
这个呢，实际上这场战争呢是一场极其愚蠢的战争，因为那些地球上愚蠢的人呢，他聚集在一起，聚集在一起与神和主耶稣基督带领的军队战斗，为与新耶路撒冷的军队战斗。
The Bible says that God himself is going to come down and fight in that battle and defeat these foolish armies that pretend that they can fight against God.
圣经说呢，神呢他会亲自下来呢击败这个地球上这些愚蠢的军队，他们呢自己认为，假装认为他们有能力去与神的军队对抗。
The simple rule is, it's easy to understand in English, you can't sin and win.
在英语里呢，有一个非常容易懂的一句话，就是说你不可能既犯罪又不受惩罚。
You either sin and lose, or you say no to sin, and then you can win. But you can't sin and win at the same time. Won't work.
因为你或者说呢，你去犯罪，然后最后你就输了。然后呢，或者你离开你的罪，你说我不再犯罪，你就赢了。你不可能呢，既犯罪，你又赢。
And the Bible says that the battle of Armageddon will result in so many dead bodies, it will take 7 years to bury them.
这个圣经说呢，在这个亚美吉多顿的这场战争呢，有那么多的尸体，那么多的人死了，如果要去把这些，要花7年的时间才能埋葬这所有的尸体。
So I said to you that I was going to give you a chance to ask some questions. And the first time, nobody asked a question. And the second time, nobody asked a question. This is the third and the last time.Are there any questions?
所以呢，我刚才跟大家讲过了，我给了你们机会来问问题。第一次给你们机会问问题呢，没有人问。第二次呢，给你们机会问问题呢，也没有人问。这是第三次机会，也是最后一次机会，你们可现在可以问问题了。
Are there any questions?
有任何的问题吗？
All right. Sunny, you're waving at me.
Yeah, it's my fault. I just, because there's some noise, I disabled and unmuted themselves. 刚才是我那个设置的错误。 你们大家可以现在自己消音，可以问问题了。有没有问题？啊，三妮。
拜拜。
Jason。
啊。Jason。拜
拜。啊。啊，你。
啊，帮我翻译一下吧。有一些人呢，听到福音呢，就接受主耶稣基督为救主。那有一些人听到福音呢，他就不接受主耶稣。那还有一部分人呢，就是他没有听说过福音。那像这一部分的人呢，他们的将来是去处呢是什么样的？我接受主耶稣呢，就是进到天堂了。就没有接受那帮人呢，那肯定就要下到地狱了。没有听过福音的这样的人，他们什么样的结局
？OK。So Jason's question is about there's three kind of people. One kind of people, they heard about the gospel, so they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, they are saved. Another kind of that they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, they rejected the gospel. So these people will go destruction. So for the other kind of people, the third kind of people that they have never heard about the gospel. What about them?
Well, that's a very good question. And the answer is the people who have never heard, they will at the time of the trip. So hang on. I got to restate my answer. The people who have never heard will be judged, Jason, by a separate law.
因为他说呢，那些从来没有听过福音的人呢，他们要用不同的法律呢来审判他。
The answer is found in the book of Romans chapter 2.
这个答案呢是在罗马书的第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书的第二章。
And verse number 12.
第十二节。
And it says, I'll read it and then we'll discuss it. For as many as have sinned,without the law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. For when the Gentiles, which do not have the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these,having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the works of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus,according to my gospel.
林俊杰刚才他读的十二节一直往下读哈，罗马书第二章第十二节大家可以翻到那里，凡没有律法犯了罪的也必不按律法灭亡，凡在律法以下犯了罪的也必按律法受审判。第三节，因为在神面前不是听律法的为义，而是行律法的称义。第四节说，没有律法的外邦人，若甚至天性秉行律法上的事儿，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。第十五节说，这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们的心里，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非，就在神及耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我的福音 所言。
All of that in summary is those who have the law of God, the Bible, will be judged by the Bible. Those who do not have the Bible will be judged by God himself based on what they did with what they knew and the law of their conscience.
然后呢，实际上这里讲到呢，总结一下，就是说那些听到过圣经里的律法呢，那么呢，他们就要受圣经里的律法的审判。但那些没有听到的神的律法的，就是没有听到圣经的呢，神呢，就要根据他们所知道的，所知道的事情，而且是他们的良心，凭着良心所做的事情来审判他们。
So we don't know precisely how God is going to judge them. We know how God will judge us because we have the law of God. We don't know how he will judge them. All we know is that he is God and he will do right. That's what Abraham said.
这里面呢，我们其实不是很清楚神是怎么去审判那些没有听到过的神的律法，也就是圣经的人，但是我们却是知道神是怎么审判我们这些听过律法的，就是知道听过圣经的人，但是呢，我们坚信神是会按照公平公正的去审判他们，因为这是亚伯拉罕所说的，神一定会去正确的审判他们。
So what we do is we don't know how God will judge the other people. So we go to tell everybody about the truth of God so that it will be simple.
这个呢，我们是不知道神是怎么去审判那一类的人的。这样呢，我们就去到处去传神的真理，去告诉他们神的真理，这就是我们现在最简单的做法。
We go and we say to them, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. That's so simple.
然后我们呢，出去，我们去跟那些人说呢，你信主耶稣基督，你就会得救，这是非常简单的。
But God will not condemn a man for doing something that is wrong if he didn't know it was wrong.
但神呢，他不会去为一个这样的人定罪。如果他做了一件什么错事，但是他却从来不知道这件事是个错事。
But if a man rejects God, then his punishment will be great. He said, I don't want to know. The man I spoke to today said, I don't want to know. God will say, you don't want to know? I'm not going to tell you. You did what was wrong. You didn't want to know the law. You must go to hell.
这个呢，就是说呢，神呢，就是对那些拒绝他的人说，你已经听到了。所以呢，你拒绝了，神就会要审判他，而且是很可怕的审判。就像一个今天他跟一个人说的话，他去告诉那个人，跟那个人传福音，然后那个人说呢，我不想听，我也不想知道。神说呢，那么说，既然你不想知道，那么说呢，你就会为你做错的事情负责，然后呢，你就会下地狱。
All right, well, our time is more than gone. I apologize. Let's have a word of prayer. Thank you for coming. See you next week.
然后我们时间呢也人也超过了呢，我感谢大家的来到，来听这个福音，然后呢我们来祷告，下个星期见。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the fact that you are the righteous judge and that one day you will judge sin.
主啊，我们非常感恩您是那一个公义的审判者，有一天你一定会审判罪的。
Lord, we thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners like us. And we pray that each of us will say, I want the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior.
我们非常感恩我们的主耶稣基督，他来到这个世界来拯救我们，所以我们现在祷告，我们每个人都会说，我要主耶稣基督做我的救主。
We thank you, Lord, for each one who came tonight. Bless them. Bless us, we pray.
我们感谢今天每一个来参加这样的学习的人，求您赐福给他们。我们祷告，求您赐福给他们。
May we all leave the broad road and come to Jesus, who can take us on the narrow way to heaven.
因为愿我们每一个人都离开那个宽路，来到窄路上去，跟着我们的主耶稣基督走，他将带领我们去天堂。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩。
Amen.
Amen.